But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. First things. The firstborn, first fruits, dress it first, went out first lot, at the first, in the first, of the first day, first month, first year. First believed, first time, learn first principles, first covenant, first tabernacle, first works, first resurrection. The scriptures abound in first things. In seeking first his kingdom, God emphasizes his right over the lives of men. When asked by one of the scribes, "What commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." Mark 12:28-31. Thus, it is expressly stated that God has a natural right to be put first in life. God is to be put first because he is our creator. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Malachi 2:10. Therefore, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come and the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes 12:1. The Apostle Paul reminded the Athenians, saying, "The God that made the world and all things therein, he, being Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is he served by men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he himself giveth to all life and breath and all things. And he made of one every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed seasons and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek God, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain even of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring." Acts 17:24-28. He himself giveth to all life and breath and all things. It is true that the things of life need to be tended. There is not a man among us that does not have any more or any less than 168 hours a week. Your time is not any busier than mine, or mine than yours. They are just different and require different schedules and duties. Nevertheless, be it your life or mine, God requires first place. It is not subjective. It is not up for debate. It is not subject to the distractions of life, and it is not up to you. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Solomon, saying, "This is the end of the matter. All hath been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every hidden thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Ecclesiastes 12:13-14.